It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Can I shake that thing, miss? Can I shake that thing, miss?
Remember that milk commercial?
I do.
It's not that same song, though. Clap your hands instead. Come on, everybody. What? Why are you laughing? Clap your hands now. Come on. Darren Copeland Experience is not just about sports, man. It is about... touch your eyes, touch your nose. Yeah? I mean, that's what they were saying.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
No. This is the portion on the Darren Copeland Experience where we dance.
If anybody can see the two of us in the studio actually dancing right now, it would be a nightmare for them, I think.
Why? I dance like a champ.
I am a terrible dancer.
There's no Ricks on the street right there, is there?
No. Right? We're window dancing to the people on the street below.
Can you guys... this is my jam, man, and you guys are just talking over it. And it's,
I thought you were busy dancing.
It's making me dizzy. That's making me dizzy. All right, super. You know, and this is the sad thing about this. The thing that kind of occurred to me is just how
we need a strobe light for that next time.
Oh,
a strobe light. Yeah,
I can do a strobe light. Just close your eyes and open your eyes.
Oh, that's called blinking.
Well, it's kind of like a strobe light. Well, why are you blinking?
Well, because I was trying to see if it worked, and it does.
It does work. Like yes, it does. Yes, but don't do that without music. You'll go get a stroke. That's what all the kids say. For God's sakes, didn't you read the kids' manual?
Is that what kids say today?
Well, no, I mean, that's what I say to my kids. Quit blinking your eyes like that. You're going to get a stroke.
That's part of your stop policy with your children. Stop touching. Stop blinking.
Can I just tell you how much I love my kid? Every day I love him so much. I just want to hug him and kiss him.
Squeeze
him. Call him George.
Yeah.
And then maybe sometimes, you know. I never want to hit a kid, and I would not, as much as I argued for it, we're not doing corporal parent.
No spankings in the Copeland household.
Yes. Which is probably for the best.
I'm intrigued as to where this line of discussion is going.
Well, man. I mean, it's just like, how do you get a rabbit to follow you?
With carrots.
No, you kill it, you stick a rope around it, and you drag it behind you, and that way it'll do it all the time. That's how you do it. I just don't have the patience to, like, you know, you're doing such a nice job taking every single toy in your box out of your box and throwing it on the floor. I think you're doing an excellent job of that. People, I mean, seriously, we got that advice early. Was like, you need to give him positive reinforcement. Mm. And if you're going to give him negative reinforcement, you got to be talking about, we can't use his name in the negative reinforcement, because then, you know, you don't want him to associate. I mean, so for a while there, we were trying this. You know, we were like, I mean, I still try. You know, when he does something, I mean, you know, kids just don't understand. I mean, they don't understand.
Well,
when they do understand, they just refuse. And my kid actually understands perfectly well. He understands actually in two different languages, and he just doesn't. He says, no, I'm not going to do that, Daddy.
You need to teach him yes and. Yes, Daddy, I will do that, and I will do it promptly.
Yeah, well, it's, maybe, but they were talking about, you know, I love the way that you are coloring on our white walls with Sharpie pens. That is so fun. Oh.
Is that part of the compliment sandwich, or is that just a stand, like, I love the way you're coloring on our white walls, you shouldn't, because that makes us have
well. See,
to pay
here's the whole
money.
Here's the whole thing about this, and I think anyone who has a parent, or as anyone who's a parent, understands this. And I mean, you know, I'm an older parent, so it's, you know, whatever. You know, my wife was running around the jungles, literally. She was running around the jungles. She didn't want to meet me. She wanted to meet primates or whatever, Indians, and she just wanted to go do that. You know, so then, you know, when she finally decided to emerge from the jungle and decide to go back to civilized society, you know, we met. So, I mean, that's, you know, how that was. But, you know, the kids are, I mean.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, honestly, I can't. And I won't. I refuse. I'm so glad. But, hey, I'm happy for you. That you get to do that?
Thank you.
Did you and your kid watch the game at all yesterday?
Yeah, he actually watched it. He's not, there's been a lot of football watching this year, and because CU has done well, actually, if there you hadn't been, I wouldn't, but, and then being at all the Broncos games, so when I watch a game on TV, he's like, football. He wants to watch, I am annoying. Okay. I can be very annoying. If you need someone to be annoying, I can be annoying in any, because of
no freaking way.
No, because of my versatility. I got a huge annoyance versatility. Okay. I've got a lot of different ways I can come at you.
Is this on the resume?
Well, it's not really a marketable skill.
Well, it feels like you're describing it that way.
But my kid is just 100 times worse, so he gets to watch what he's... My wife is... You're the adult. I'm like, but he started it.
Yeah, I could see that. What would
he
rather watch?
He punches me in the eye.
What would he rather watch instead of sports or football? Cartoons?
Well, stupid. Yeah. Well, there's, you know, I mean... So there's some cartoons, the kids' cartoons that are good ones. There's, you know, there's Paw Patrol, which is, I mean, it's super unrealistic. So, you know, first of all, I mean, okay, so if you can get past the fact that it's, you know, a kid who's probably like maybe 15 because he can't drive, so he had to build a robot to drive all his tools. And what he did is he just decided to build all these super cool things for these dogs so that the dogs would go and save, you know, all the people in this. I mean, that's a perfectly rational premise to start a show on, is that it's these dogs that go around and save people.
Well, it is cartoons.
Heck with the police.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And then there's, he likes Sam, the fireman, which is Sam the fireman is actually very good because it goes through fire scenarios. But unfortunately, in the town, there are four firefighters and there are seven other people in the town. And it's always the same four people who are starting all the stupid fires, and they're starting them in the same two houses. It's like, get these people out of their two houses, kill or lock up these other people. I don't want to killing is strong.
Let's move them out of town.
Yes. Yes. Get them somewhere or you know, at least put some dirt around them so they're not constantly, ridiculous, ridiculous the amount of emergencies that a town of eight people needs.
I think you're taking some of these cartoons a little too seriously.
Oh, don't get me started on Rescue Bots.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to get started
on Routine Patrol with four bots and stasis.
I don't even...
Go to a planet with new name to faces.
I'm watching things like Rick and Morty and, you know...
Yeah, you don't want two-year-olds to watch Rick and Morty.
No, you really don't. Although SpongeBob, I watch SpongeBob still. I enjoy that. It's hard to go wrong with SpongeBob.
Oh, did I tell you? My kid. We were in line for McDonald's, and there was a car honking, and my kid goes, "Damn it!" And I said, "What?" And he's like, "Well, the car was honking."
I don't get it.
Well, apparently, when I hear "Damn it,"
oh.
Beep 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 beep.
So he's
my
kid's
taking
after you.
My kid says, "Damn it!"
He's taking after you. Nice. That's good parenting right there.
Yes, it is. If I'd known, I would have used something more vulgar.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.